All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this the 22nd day of September 2020. Before I talk more about today's show, let me remind you, I do write a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks that focuses primarily on junior exploration companies. We're having a little bit of a hiatus here, a little bit of a downturn in the mining sector in the last few days, but I think that is really very healthy development in terms of the gold sector, and certainly gives people another chance to get into some of these situations. They're kind of difficult to buy into a stock that's going straight up and not taking a little time to base and provide some value for investors. So I take this as a good time for people to start looking and doing their homework and understanding the stories that I cover in my newsletter. You can go to miningstocks.com to sign up for my letter, Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. And if you'd like to plug Chen Lin's letter as well, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling, go to chenpicks.com for that. Excellent coverage on the biotechs as well as the mining and energy sector. And I do want to thank all of you for listening to this show and making one of the more popular shows, the Voice America Business Channel. And also want to encourage you to continue sending along any comments you have about this show. Good, bad, or indifferent, we'd like to hear from you. I also want to thank our sponsors, as I always do, for making this show economically viable. NV Gold, Hannon Metals, Irving Resources, Novo Resources, Sitka Gold Corp, Lion One Metals, SK Mining, Grand Portage, and GMV Minerals are the sponsors for this week's show. Before I get started on today's show, let me remind you that I will be launching my Investing 101 Gold and Silver in the Mining Shares on October 1st. And to learn more about my course, you can go to my YouTube page. It's the J. Taylor Media YouTube page. You can learn more about what's going on in the next few days as we get ready to launch on October 1st. And to learn more about the course content, you can go to course.miningstocks.com, course.miningstocks.com. And you can also, I believe, provide an email there so we can keep you up to date as the time approaches October 1st for the launch. All right, I've titled today's show, Inflation and Other Revolutionary Forces at Work in America. Alistair MacLeod and Daniel McAdams return. Daniel hasn't been with me for a number of years, but Alistair, as a regular guest, will join me in the second half of today's show. The fallacies of John Maynard Keynes are obvious for anyone with the willingness to use their eyes to see. But as Alistair will point out, cognitive dissonance causes most economists to explain away the obvious truth that lower interest rates do not stimulate economic growth and higher prices. Instead, lower rates only serve to redistribute wealth to the top, well, to the very top, top one-tenth of 1%, for example. That's where most of the new wealth is going. The massive redistribution of income is no doubt a part of the violent uprisings in major U.S. cities and now appears to be a color revolution sponsored by elements within the CIA to remove Trump from office if he isn't defeated in November. In other words, we have enemies from within that seek to destroy our Republican form of government set up by our founding fathers that was intended to protect the minority while giving power to the people and not to the government, with limited government power. That was their goal. It's clear that the far left that now controls, seems to at least control the Democrat Party, wants to get rid of all of those institutions that get in the way of power of for government, for a more powerful government. Now, all those institutions that our founding fathers put in place, our founding fathers believed that the best government was the least government, and because you, unless you have a government that is balanced and held in check, it can very quickly enslave its citizens. That has been the norm more often than not throughout history. But alas, it seems that these basic civics lessons that have been taught in the ages past anyway, that I learned when I was in grade school, are no longer taught in our educational system. And so now we have a growing angry mob of people who think the only way to get what they want is through violence. Whereas all citizens are guaranteed by the Constitution equal protection under the law, equal rights in other words, they are not written into the Constitution is the right to equal outcome, because each of us, as the Constitution understood, are given different gifts, different abilities. Everyone is not the same. Each person, our Constitution, and at least our Declaration of Independence said we are each created by God with inalienable rights that He has given us. So we have the right to be what God made us to be. So a free market economic system rewarded and has in the past rewarded excellence. Yes, it punishes failure. That causes people to be sharper and to work harder the next time. But there has always been, in the past at least, the sense in America that if you failed, you get up and you can try again and again and again, and just maybe one day you'll be successful. Lots of stories through history of people who fell on hard times and really worked extremely hard and did well when they were given the freedom to do so. But now, out of ignorance, we are heading in a very precarious direction. One of our main political parties has said that if they win the Senate, they will do away with the filibuster in the Senate. They will further eliminate the First Amendment with more hate speech legislation, increase the number of members in the Supreme Court so that they can control the majority there and define the laws as they desire, add to Washington, D.C., add two states, that being Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico, as a way to ensure that the Democrats gain more members in the Senate and have control of that legislative body, and eliminate the Electoral College so that the president is elected by a simple majority. Our founding fathers put all of these things in place to protect the minority. They feared that we would have mob rule, and it seems as though that is sort of what's heading our way in many ways as we look at Portland and Seattle and New York and elsewhere. In effect, a pure democracy, which wasn't written into the Constitution. In fact, it wasn't. The word democracy doesn't appear in the Constitution. It wasn't until the progressives of President Wilson and others started to proclaim democracy as their religion. It wasn't until then that we started to think that democracy was the only viable and good way of governing. But certainly with that has come the notion of the mobocracy. So get rid of the Electoral College, get rid of all the other safeguards that I just named that the founders put in place so that the party in control can have complete control and there will be no debate over issues that affect the American people. Well, I do not believe for a minute that most Democrats really understand what they will be voting for, because they don't understand the wisdom of our founding fathers. Again, I don't believe it's being taught in the schools. They simply think that they can have their cake and eat it too. Various factions, if you go to the Russian Revolution, various factions that thought that they were very much a part of the movement found out that their heads were on the chopping block shortly thereafter, because in a tyranny there cannot be that many people voicing their views on things. Unfortunately, Americans have become used to having that kind of freedom, and I think there is an assumption that it will always be there, no matter if we get rid of these safeguards to protect the minorities. So I think you could make the case that what's been going on, the bloody revolution has already started possibly in the U.S., but there's a special kind of revolution I'm talking about, also going on, and that is a color revolution, which the CIA instituted in overthrowing the elected governments in the Ukraine and governments in North Africa during the Obama years. There is reason to believe some of the same operatives are engaging in that kind of activity here. Daniel McAdams, who will join me right after the first commercial break, and who every day with former presidential candidate Ron Paul speaks and provides a television show and every day at the Ron Paul Institute. He will be with me after the first commercial break to talk more about the color revolutions that he's familiar with, and we'll ask him if he thinks they may actually be taking place here now. When you can't get what you want through the voting box or whatever, well, then maybe there's another way. But certainly what I think both parties have really not paid attention to, both Republicans and Democrats, and that is inflation. Vladimir Lenin has reportedly said, quote, "The best way to destroy the capitalist system was to debauch the currency. By any continuing process of inflation, governments can confiscate secretly and unobserved an important part of the wealth of their citizens," end of quote. We most certainly right now have a debasement of our currency underway like never before. Well, maybe it could be compared to the Civil War, I'm not sure, but there was an enormous amount of inflation at that time. And we are seeing massive amounts of money creation, and you could argue that it isn't showing up yet in the inflation numbers that the government provides, but Alistair McLeod will certainly have something to say about that in the second half of today's show. I do firmly believe that this redistribution of wealth to an elite few is a big, big problem in our country. And there's no way that it can be fixed other than going back to there's no way it can be fixed, at least in a good way, unless we go back to some sort of an honest monetary system. So we'll be speaking to Alistair in the second half of today's show. He'll be talking about this inflation issue, why it is a huge problem, and also talk about how China is sitting back and watching things deteriorating in the United States financially, socially, spiritually, I would suggest, in many ways, and perhaps seeing that its time has come or its time is nearing when it might try to take advantage of a very weakened United States of America. So these are very difficult and troubling times for sure. We really need to hold true to our faith. I think a time for a faith in the Almighty and realizing that life in this world isn't all that we have. There is something beyond that. But in any event, we do need to try to be level-headed and approach things logically and scientifically as we move forward into these most difficult times. And most certainly, of course, getting rid of fiat money, which is very rapidly deteriorating in its purchasing power, and acquiring honest money, gold and silver, which holds its value over long periods of time, is an obvious move that people who are able to should make. We do have to go to break now, but don't go away, because Daniel McAdams will be with me right after the break, and we'll hear what he has to say. It's been a long time since I've talked to Daniel on this show, so I'm really looking forward to it. I'll be right back with Daniel McAdams.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Novo Resources Corp. trades on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRPF and on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NVO. Its flagship assets are located in the Pilbara region of Western Australia. Novo has recently partnered with Sumitomo Corporation of Japan to evaluate, advance, and develop the company's Australian gold projects. With over $40 million in cash and $60 million committed from Sumitomo, Novo is well on its way to establishing itself as one of the top junior explorers and developers in Australia.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.